Good morning. It's 9:30 a.m. on Monday, June 4th, 2012. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We're meeting today in the 12th floor hearing room in the state capitol in Bismarck. We have a work session scheduled in Mid-Continent Communications versus Missouri Valley Communications, Inc., PU-11-697. And for anyone who may be listening in, we'll identify ourselves for the record. This is Tony Clark.
Good morning, Kevin Kramer.
And good morning, Brian Kulk.
From Commission staff.
Mark Grumman, Commission staff.
Patrick Fond, Commission staff.
A number of others who are in the room listening in as well as anyone who may be listening on the Internet. Again, work sessions are for the benefit of the Commission to discuss open dockets and give direction to staff, but not normally to receive any outside information. With that, Commissioner Kulk, this one's in your portfolio also, as was our other morning one. Do you have any opening comments before we turn it over to...
No, I don't think so, just that I'm very anxious to get this moving forward.
Yeah. Kevin?
No, just good morning.
Okay. With that.
Well, essentially what we have is we have an interconnection agreement that was filed by Mid-Continent that has been not signed by Missouri Valley. So we've got this rule 6902-1030 that indicates that once a jointly filed interconnection agreement is filed with us, there's a 15-day comment period. And then within 30 days of, and all of this is from last Tuesday, I think is when things begin, then you have to issue a determination on the, or essentially I'm accepting the interconnection agreement. The interconnection agreement is pursuant to a recommended findings by the arbitration judge. So I guess the first question is that even though that it has not been signed by Missouri Valley, it's whether or not you're okay with staff to proceed as if it is a jointly filed interconnection agreement. As
so it doesn't say jointly filed executed, does it? Just says jointly filed.
Jointly filed, yep. So
yeah, it's...
They're calling it jointly filed, whether it's formally executed or not, I guess that's...
I should note that both Missouri Valley and Mid-Continent both feel that it is jointly filed.
Okay.
So there's no disagreement in that
regard.
The
cover letter would indicate that. So I think we just accept it as jointly filed and ignore the fact that it's not been signed by one of the parties.
That was my background on this. Just because somebody doesn't file it or sign it doesn't mean much once the arbitrator's issued the decision.
And they have appeal rights beyond that. But
I have to say, of all the things that have been before us, they've gone through an arbitrator. I feel like, the briefs, we're still arguing the same thing we were just talking about long before there was an arbitrator. I'm sitting there going, what about the arbitrator?
Sort of how I feel, too. This is Pat Fon. I mean, I feel like it's mediation. If the arbitrator doesn't issue an order that ends up in an interconnection agreement that both parties must sign, it's more like mediation than
right. No, that's a good distinction, actually.
Exactly right.
So,
but is that an angle we should push back at and say until you both agree to this, the point of arbitration has not been completed? And
you don't have to agree to the arbitration.
Right.
I mean, I think the commission just has to adopt the arbitrators unless we disagree with it.
Right.
No, you'd think they'd get to a point.
But I don't think we're in a spot where we're disagreeing with what
I certainly don't.
The board is.
Yeah, I certainly don't.
He's an arbitrator and that's not a judge.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, I certainly don't. And I think that's exactly right. It's a little bit, I suppose, discouraging, but at the same time, it's the process. And, I think we hold up the arbitrator. We don't.
Fair enough.
Uphold the arbitrator.
Yeah, if that makes sense.
Allow for the comment period, the 15 days worth of time for comments.
Right.
And
just go by the way the process is laid out.
Yeah.
So to your, when would that 15 days have started? Do we have to do anything official, or once we receive it, do we have a good, we got it this date at this time?
I think we have to publish the comment period. And to answer your other question, I believe it started last Tuesday, so about a week ago. And then the other question that I have is it okay if we go ahead and schedule a work session right now since you're all here with your calendars at some point? And then
after the 15th.
After the 15-day period, right?
After the 15-day period.
100%, yep.
Yeah.
So that between that 15 and 30, hitting that window.
So this came in last when, did you say?
I believe it's last the Tuesday.
13th, sounds like to me about. Would be the 15th day.
Okay. Thank you, Zach.
Okay.
received it the 29th.
But the question, though, even though when we received it, does the 15 days start, though, when we publish it or when we actually received it?
When we receive it.
So even though the public, quote, hasn't had a chance to see that, that's the way it's set up. Fair enough.
Well, let's look at...
Yeah.
All right.
15 days of the date of the final agreement with the commission. It's right here.
So when's that date? One more time for the...
It was last Tuesday.
So it would be roughly 13, 14. So
13th would be day 15.
Yeah, there you go.
So probably any time after that.
Are we still trying to get under Tony's wire? That's what I'm wondering. This is going to be tougher to do.
Yeah.
Well, we may or may not, I guess, is the bottom line. Yeah. But we could schedule, I don't know, Brian, about your schedule, but I mean, we could schedule a work session like the 14th if that's, I mean, that's it works on my calendar, if it works on yours, and maybe it works on Tony's. Is that?
The morning is good.
Mark, is that possible? Is that?
What day were you suggesting? Sorry, I was
the 14th.
Okay. I was just thinking for publication times, Pat, are we going to be submitting it in the dailies or? We just went through this, so I'm wondering there's some dailies that publish on Fridays, right?
Remember the last time, if you're talking about giving
Need your mic on.
If you're talking about giving parties notice of the 15-day period, comment period,
yep.
Last time we did that, we did it by letter to the parties. We didn't publish.
Right, sure. Okay. Right. And that's a question, I mean, as far as how we proceed in that
whether
regard.
Whether we want it published.
I think letters, if that's legally... You can do it. That's much more. Okay. You put it in their hands, and it's much more controllable.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
That's how Bill Binnick did it.
And I very much respect him, but as you know, I mean, just like any of my work product, too, it's probably... We've got some more discussions in that regard. I was just going to say, if there are dailies that publish, then the 15th would be a Friday. Is there any viability to try to hit the 15th then?
Friday, for Fargo Forum is the toughest one.
Okay.
Fargo Forum. They have to have it the Monday before the Monday they publish it. So there's no way you can get that in under 15 days.
God, that's just a bonus.
Okay.
It's nearly impossible.
I don't know how much guidance is here. I'll have to keep looking into it. But
you're saying you don't agree with the idea of sending a letter out. That's what you're advising.
I say that. I think I just want to double check and make sure we're safe. Because, I mean, it's like in before. I mean, I think there's a high probability this is going to get appealed. So we might as well dot our I's.
Well, it's not going to get appealed by any citizen. It's going to get appealed by one of the parties, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's true, too.
You're right to check into it and make sure we're covered. On that issue, I did bump into Jack McDonald and Roger Bailey the other day. I said, I brought up this issue of the Fargo Forum, one week. And I said, if I wanted to go take out a full-page ad, which people would actually see and read, I could have give it to them this afternoon. They'd gladly take my money and put it in tomorrow. I said... Can't we meet the spirit of the law and actually help your members and
advertise in the Cass County Reporter? Would that take care of it?
It's not the official newspaper of the county.
But if it was, yeah.
But your point's right on the mark. If you're paid millions of dollars, they'll do anything for you. But public function.
Yeah. Which is
they fight tooth and nail to
keep.
Right, to keep, right.
Which
right.
I don't disagree with.
I don't either, but... I mean, they were actually, I mean, how do you argue with my argument to them? And they weren't. They were like, well, maybe we can make something like that work out. So if a company would rather escalate by a week the notice period, they could still do the notices, but they'd take out a certain size ad in the newspaper, record, like the next day or whenever they'd want to do it. So they win all the way around. It's for in terms of public notice as well as their members. But anyway, that's another whole topic. But I just bumped into them last week on the... I said, you guys, I've had something under my saddle for a long time, and I want to get rid of it.
Was he open to try?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, they were very open to it. Yeah. Hmm. Anyway.
Okay.
So back to your question of work session. So until you verify when you want to publish this, the work session.
If the 14th works with all of you, why don't we just assume that'll work unless you hear me otherwise, and then I've got a time, and then we can just proceed.
The only other option is that we talk to the parties, ask them to waive our time requirements, do the notice and all the dailies, but the work session would be much farther out.
That's a good point, because they've already waived the timelines once. It's actually the determination needs to be made within 9 months of a request for arbitration. That's already been waived. So, but I haven't approached the stakeholders on that yet, so I'm not sure how they'll respond.
I don't know how Mid-Continent would respond, but I suspect that they would want to get this done.
We should keep moving.
Yeah, I agree.
Keep moving.
For what it's worth.
That'd be my thoughts.
Do you have a time on the 14th you said that would work?
The morning is best for me.
That'd be fine.
Okay. Okay.
It is Flag Day, after all, you know.
Right. Oh, yes, I didn't.
That's right. So, you know.
We have all our answers. So.
Great.
Thank you.
You have all your answers, Mark? Everything.
Bad morning.
Keith. Well, whatever you're having for breakfast. Well, there you have it, Tom.
How did this get in here?
Thanks.